Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the victory. We thank you for allowing us to be on this line this afternoon, oh Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we thank you for clearing our hearts and our minds to be able to receive this word tonight, oh Father. And Father, we thank you for this word going into the hearts and minds of your people, oh Father. Lord, we ask that you would drive that distraction that would try to take away from this word, oh Father. And we just thank you for your anointing being over this line. And we thank you and we praise you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday night. And that Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688. That begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can tune in to the entire church service live on that 916 number. Special prayer requests can always be written into our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. Those prayer requests can also be written into our website, which is Full Gospel House. Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning an in-person service for the second Sunday in April, which is April 9th. Our in-person services always begin at 12:30 p.m., and mask wearing is appreciated. We meet inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. A special reminder that this Sunday is the fourth Sunday, and we are hosting our exaltation, which begins at 1:30 p.m., and it will be on that 916 line. Please support the faithful servant that will be leading the exaltation this Sunday. Just a quick reminder that we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked again with that email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Sister Tamara, I have a testimony. When we had in-service, in-person service on the last Sunday that we had it, Pastor Smith had said a prayer in reference to, promotion coming through my university, and like people were already speaking on this promotion. And I just want to say God is so good. He works so fast. That Monday, probably around 5:30, someone called me from the university and said that they were in a meeting and my name was going around and they want me to apply for the position. Well, I have been dealing with a sinus headache and a sinus cold all week, and I just felt so like, oh my goodness, how can I get my resume together? How can I apply? And I started to like forget about the word that was spoken on Sunday. And I just prayed about it, and I remembered the word was spoken, and I just asked God to give me the strength to get my resume together and reapply for this position, because I knew God was going to show favor, as Pastor Smith had prophesied on that Sunday. And the person called me back, and they said, just change the dates on everything and just resubmit. And that's just what I did. So I just thank God for everything. I thank God for him just having me on his mind and having me on his heart to be able to let Pastor Smith just intercede and speak a word into my life, and I just thank God for that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go on to the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this word tonight, that the Spirit of God would enlighten your people, because this is the Word, God, that people are dealing with in this hour. But you are a God of deliverance, and I thank you for being a God of deliverance tonight in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, would you please turn to 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9, and Revelation 12, 12. Again, 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9, Revelation 12, 12. Get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is the word tonight because it's so prevalent in this time we're living in. A spirit of confusion is over many people in this hour. And God did not give us a spirit of confusion, but a spirit of peace. And that's the word of God. That's in 1 Corinthians 14:33. Confusion is from the devil. But there are so many people now are in a state of confusion. I'm talking about the body. And it's not God. And it's a spirit of deception. It's a spirit of disorder over their mind. It's a stronghold on their mind, where their mind is things that the enemy has placed in their mind, like a hole on their mind. Their mind is locked down, and they're distracted with so much turmoil and a lack of understanding. And it's a spirit of deception, and it's a spirit of chaos. And there's so many people are going through this. This is a spirit, and that spirit calls our bodies to be in confusion. I mean, illness. It seeps in. It distresses the body, and it causes all kinds of chaos in our lives. And so many in that state of confusion. It's a seed from the evil one to throw your life into a disarray. It's a spirit that it's like a person mentally in disorder. They're unable to accomplish anything. They're like an emotional entangle. They all over the place. When you're all over the place, you don't accomplish anything. And that's what confusion is. You're all over the place. And your mind is so troubled, and you're distracted. And you must get this sense of God. And when you interact with toxic people that's full of drama, that spirit deceive you. And so many are caught up with toxic people. You got to interact with people. But when you interact with people, the Spirit of God has to give you wisdom. Because we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And so many times your interaction with toxic people full of drama, always going through something, and get you all entangled. And your emotion gets entangled. And you have no discernment. And this is so prevalent in this hour. And it's from the devil. It's an infernal spirit from the devil. And he's behind confusion. And so this is the word tonight by the Spirit of God. He will anoint the prayer of faith to go forth, to rid those that's entangled with that spirit. Because the Spirit of God have given us a spirit of peace and calmness, a clear mind, and a spirit of order. That's from the Spirit of God. Why does he give you a spirit of order, a spirit of clear mindness, a spirit of peace and calmness? For you to walk into his purpose. And if you are confused, you're not going to know what purpose God has placed inside of you, every human that God created. He created them with a purpose. But there are so many in a state of disorder, a state of deception, distraction and turmoil, The devil throws them off. And it throws off your life. And your life is in a disarray. This is so real in this hour. And you're going to see by the word of God. We're going to begin with 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9, please.
And it reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world."
We see by this word, this is a spirit from the devil, not God. And this word is saying, be sober, not in confusion. Be on watch. The devil is your enemy, is our enemy. He roams like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. That spirit devours you. He said, but be firm in your faith. When the enemy sees that you're not firm in the faith, that spirit go to work. You got to be firm in the faith and resist him. He said, because believers are going through this kind of suffering, but be firm in the faith. That means I'm firm in the faith. I'm steadfast in the faith. I will not be moved. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm anchored in the word of God. Because the enemy, the seed of deception, the seed of confusion comes from him. He said he go by like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. And that devil is on the hunt this hour as never before, saints of God. And he's causing the spirit of disorder to be on people's lives. It's a stronghold over their mind. Their mind is held up by a spirit of confusion. Their mind is locked in. It's a fence around their mind. Their mind is have barriers around their mind. Their mind is walled in because of confusion from the enemy. And what happened? You don't accomplish anything because you're emotionally entangled with confusion. And so this is, it's so going on now, it's never before. The weather is in confusion. The planet is in confusion. It's all around our world. A spirit of confusion. But that's not the will of God. God's will is for us to what? Have a clear mind, a mind of peace, a mind of order, and a calm spirit. Trust in the Lord. And when you're in a confused state, your faith has dropped. And you're so easily to be entangled. You so easily get into turmoil and things that bring perplexity and chaos in your life. Why? Because you're not in the purpose of God. That's not God's purpose for you. You were created for a purpose, saints of God, to know the will of God, for God to get good pleasure out of that purpose he has placed inside of you. But because of the spirit of confusion, not trusting God, your faith level drops. And it's so in the word of God. We're going to see how this man that was once in the will of God but got into a place of confusion. Someone quickly get 1 Samuel the 16th chapter, verse 14. You're going to see how this spirit is destructive. This spirit brings destruction. It brings turmoil in your life. 1 Samuel 16 and 14, please. The first one to get it, please read.
But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him.
This what happened to Saul. That didn't happen immediately for Saul. But Saul continuously to get out the will of God. Saul was disobedient to the will of God. And this what happened. The Lord spirit lifted off of Saul, and an evil spirit sent by the Lord tormented him, confused him. And as you go on and read on and on, the only time he would get some kind of peace when David played the instrument. And he would go in and out of a state of peace. But he continuously to be disobedient to the will of God, to do what he wanted to do, to please people. And the Spirit of God lifted off of Saul. This is so prevalent in this hour. God is a merciful God. God is a God of grace. But when we continuously do what we want to do, get out of the will of God, his Spirit lifts saints of God. It doesn't continue to dwell with us. And then that spirit of confusion will take you over. And that means you're all over the place. You listen to every wind and doctrine. There are some men and women of God, you must get this, who know and sees in their congregation when people are in confusion. But many times, they are compromised with that spirit. They won't tell the people the truth because they're looking at an offering. Maybe that person is giving a good offering. They're looking at things to have them compromising. You're going to have to stand before a living God. Any disciple that does that, you have to stand before a living God. Because we are supposed to preach and teach a sober word of God to get people out of confusion. But I'm encouraging you tonight, men and women of God, who are disciples of the true and living God, don't compromise with a spirit. Sure, they're going to talk about you. They're going to leave you. They're going to forsake in support ministry. But I want you to know tonight by the word of God, he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. Anytime the Spirit of God put upon your spirit to correct the spirit of confusion and you compromise, you got to stand before a true and living God. And when you don't compromise, you get this tonight, please, that the Spirit of God, he goes into a place, and when that spirit will obey, that spirit will leave, that spirit will pull you down, try to, that spirit will try to paralyze your name. That spirit will try to think that you're not going to receive because they are different. But the Spirit of God will go into a place that you don't even know he's going in and prepare you a blessing and give you the abundance. And let that spirit know that I am God. He wants you to know tonight. Don't compromise with a spirit of confusion. Don't try to get along with that spirit. You cannot get along with that spirit. Why? Because that spirit have lack of understanding. That spirit is full of turmoil. That spirit is full of distress, trouble, chaos, and perplexity. But I know men and women of God who do not compromise with their spirit. They tell the truth and they stand before God. And that spirit many times leaves and try to destroy that God has purposed you to do. But I know what the Spirit of God does. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. Why? Because if the word is preached with soundness, it pulls people out of the fire. That's what the pulpit is for, to pull you out of the pits of hell. But there are those that compromise for a big ministry and allow people to move in a spirit of disorder and deception. But they will have to stand before a true and a living God, because that's not the Spirit of God. That's a spirit from the evil one. Revelation 12 and 12, please.
And it reads, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
This is what's happening right now in the world. Satan is in the earth with great confusion, great wrath, great anger, tormenting people. But this word said, be glad, you heaven, and all you that live there. for how terrible it is for the earth and the sea. The devil has come down to you. He is filled with confusion, with anger, with wrath, because he knows that his time is short. He knows he has a little time. And so he's raging now as never before. Earth is in confusion. The atmosphere is in confusion. Corporations are in confusion. Politics are in confusion. Men in the church is in confusion. Because this is what the Bible says, that Satan has come to the earth. And he's filled with confusion, saying this is the word of God. But we're in a time now. We must hold fast to the promises of God's word and hold fast to his law. And let that law be in your heart. I'm talking about the word of God. Because he said, in it you have length of days and long life, and peace shall be unto you. That's in Proverbs 3:1-2. He said that he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because you trust in him. Isaiah 26. He said the work of righteousness shall be peace and quietness and assurance forever. Isaiah 32. It is now so prevalent to have peace in God, for he is peace. For God is peace, for he is our peace. He has poured down the walls of partition. That means the devil. And his peace passes all understanding. But you have to keep your hearts in mind through Christ Jesus. This is so timely, saints of God, because the universe is in a spirit of confusion. But the saints of God, the ones that stand in faith, trust in God, the spirit of order is over you. You have a clear mind. No matter what you're going through, you have peace and you have a calmness, knowing that God has created you for his purpose. And he has revealed to you his purpose. So your life is not in a place of disarray. I don't care what's going on in your life, because you were designed with life, with a purpose, with peace and order. In the earth. That's what God created you and I for. And no matter what things you go through, because the devil is throwing out all kinds of arrows as never before to disturb the saints of God. But when you trusted in the Lord and you lean not to your own understanding, you have peace from the wicked. You have peace in God, because you know God is with you. Because he's giving you his peace. Not as the world gives it. It's temporary. But when God gives you his peace, saints of God, your life is in, he put your life in a place of order. You have a clear mind to make right decisions. You have peace when you make decisions, because God is guiding you into those places to make decisions. And no matter what kind of disorder the enemy tries to send in your life, the peace of God and the calmness of God is upon you. You say, this too shall pass. You know that you know this too shall pass, because the peace of God dwells within me. And so this is the night that the Spirit of God desired to rid you and I from anything that's disturbing our peace. He desired to liberate us. He desired to free us. That's why liberation is freedom. He desired to unload you tonight, saints of God, and to relieve you. And that stronghold, that concrete that's holding you down, God knows how to break it up and scatter the enemy. Because the peace he gives, not as the world giving, give it I. He said he give to you. And so what am I saying tonight? He said he would give strength to his people, and he will bless his people with peace. That's what I'm saying, Psalms 29:11. God wants you tonight to have a spirit of peace over you. When you have peace, he reveals himself to you. When you have peace, he gives you discernment. When you have peace, he frees you from chaos. When you have peace, now we're in the world. We're going to be around toxic people. But he'll give you the wisdom how to interact with toxic people that you will be caught up in their drama. Because we're in the world, but we're not of this world. And so this is a word of encouragement tonight. That the Spirit of God desire to free us tonight. To sweep us clean and empty us from confusion. And bring correction into our lives. So that we can be what? Sober in our mind. Have a clear mind. Body would totally come out of confusion. There's so many people, bodies full of confusion. They don't know what's going on with the body. They say this, they say that. The doctor say this, the doctor say that. Out of confusion. Why? Because the spirit of confusion over them. There's a spirit of distraction over them. You cannot be people pleaser. That's why Saul messed up, trying to please people. I thank God for the sabbatical. And someone called me while I was on the sabbatical and wanted to spend some time with me. I said, nope, it's not the time. And I could hear in their voice, they didn't like it. But you think I was troubled about that? I knew it was time for me to be alone with God. And I prayed that their spirit got a place of peace, because they were not going to disturb my peace. I refused to let anyone play those games on me anymore. When God untie you, you untie. You're loose. When God set you free, you are free indeed. And when God sets you free, he gives you discernment to know that the enemy is raging, trying to lock you in again, trying to fish you in again, trying to bring that drama that's in their lives, which is toxic, because that's all this person is toxic. And I refuse to be a part of it. Because I was on a sabbatical rest. I enter into the rest of God. When you enter into the rest of God, I'm talking about your rest, and my rest is temporary. But God rests is you no longer labor. I don't care what you're going through, you no longer labor. You trust God. Why? Because you have entered into his rest. And you're no longer people pleaser. Your desire is to please the Lord as much as possible in you. We must live peaceable with all. But there are some people you cannot. It's not possible because they're full of drama. They don't want peace. They're so full of confusion, so full of disorder, so full of turmoil. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you when you have to interact with that kind of spirit. That's a seed, saints of God, a seed of confusion to hinder your purpose, to cause disarray in your life. And there are so many saints in this hour are being deceived. It's a spirit of deception by that spirit, totally deceived. And what's happening with them? Their life is in a roller coaster. They're going round and round in circles, not accomplishing anything. They're entangled in so many things. When you're going round and round in circles, you're entangled with a lot of stuff. And you're not able to accomplish anything. Why? Because you're in confusion. And so this is a night, as never before, that the Spirit of God, only the Spirit of God can rid that spirit. Only the Spirit of God can abolish that spirit. Only the Spirit of God can unload us from that spirit. And so many have gotten deliverance. And once you receive deliverance, you refuse to be chained down, to be under bondage, who the Son set free is free indeed. And when a person gets free, the spirit of discernment takes them over. The Spirit of God gives them wisdom and gives them knowledge. And what happened? He guides them. Even when deception is all around them, he guides them. And they are not tossed about. Why? Because they are totally dependency is on the Lord Jesus. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Hello, Pastor Smith. This is Brother Darrell.
Mm-hmm.
I need prayer for my health. The last past couple of days, I haven't been feeling my oxygen levels been low, and they gave me a new doctor, which the medication that she offered me is it's too many side effects, and I just don't agree with it. So if we can pray for the doctors and pray for my health and that they can get a diagnosis on why I keep getting these low oxygen levels where I get too tired too fast, and I don't know what it is, so I just need prayer for that.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
I do.
Is there any more prayer requests before I go before God? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, God, that you are so concerned about your people and how that spirit of confusion, only you can rid us from that spirit, God. And you set people free. And God, peoples need to be set free tonight. So I come in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will anoint me to pray the prayer of faith, that the Spirit of God will move over this prayer tonight in Jesus' name. Forgive us for anything, God, that's not right. You said, we confess our sin, you're just and righteous to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse tonight from all unrighteousness, God. So our prayers will be heard tonight and you receive them tonight. In Jesus' name, I come by your spirit, God, that you go in a place, God, and rid people of confusion. Things that have them caged in their mind. You need to clear their mind from deception. You need to guide them, God, so they won't continue to be tossed by winds of doctrine. They need discernment from you, God. And only you can give discernment. So in the name of Jesus, those things, God, that need to be corrected for them to have discernment, God, clear their mind tonight. Everything that Satan has set up against them, he's a schemer. Father, ask tonight you deliver them from the schemes of Satan. When they have to interact with toxic people, God, give them discernment on what to say and how to rely on God in the mix of a toxic spirit. And God, I thank you tonight that every spirit, God, that you and only you see can rid them of concerning confusion. Father, only you can eliminate that spirit. Only you can purify them. Only you can unload them tonight. So I come by the authority of Jesus that the Spirit of God go into a place and relieve people, God. You need to speak their mind, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every spirit and every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Father, they need to be rid of disobedient in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you, God, that you break down those concrete walls that's holding them in, and that fence to have them fenced in. Close every gate tonight in Jesus' name, that the enemy will have freedom with open gates. Close gates in Jesus' name, that gate that's open, Satan cannot enter tonight. And that the Spirit of God will break down every barrier, everything to have them confined tonight. Rid them tonight. Eliminate tonight, God. Unload tonight, Father. Empty tonight the spirit of confusion, that spirit of disorder, that spirit, oh God, of destruction, the spirit of chaos, the spirit of turmoil, the spirit of illness and distress in their mind, body, and spirit. Father, deliver them tonight in the name of Jesus, because your words say in Revelation 12 and 12, the enemy is in the earth, and he's full of confusion and anger, because he knows his time is short. Father, I thank you tonight that you go into that place, God, and set your people free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And I thank you tonight, God, that the emotional roller coaster they're on, God, that you toss them off of it in the name of Jesus. And give them a spirit of soundness, a spirit of peace. And give them a spirit of order tonight in a clear mind. And God, I thank you tonight that they would no longer be tossed by every wind of doctrine, trying to get something, trying to see something. But they need to see God tonight as never before. Their eyes need to get dim from everything that's hindering them from seeing the Lord. Father, I thank you for clarity tonight that is done by faith in Jesus' name. Brother Darrell, place your hand on your head. Father, I thank you for moving over this man's body. His breathing is out of order. But God, you say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. That the Spirit of God go into those places, God, where the enemy is flooding his body, and lift up a standard against that enemy, God. And I ask that the Spirit of God restore his health. Father, I've been praying about doctors as never before. Father, I thank you for the right doctor, the right one that will prescribe the right medication. Let no doctor touch him, God, that has not been appointed by you from this night forth. Let no doctor touch this man of God. Let them not prescribe any medication to have his body in a roller coaster. Father, there's an anointed doctor that sent by you just for him that would diagnose properly, prescribe right medication, health be restored, Jeremiah 30:17. You say you restore our health and you will heal our wounds. You say you shall do it. Restore his health in the name of Jesus. Come against every side effects in the medication, God. Bring his oxygen level up to the point where you designed it to function for his body. Spirit of God, drive out sickness and disease from that home, that territory, that dwelling, God. Drive it out in Jesus' name. Rid that home, God, of disease and sickness. Rid it tonight in Jesus' name. Clear it up, Father Jesus. Cause that spirit to be eliminated by the Holy Ghost. And I thank you for Jeremiah 30:17 being upon this man of God. Help me restore now in Jesus' name. The process of healing now in Jesus' name. The virtues of God resides in his body. With your stripes, he's healed by faith. And God, I thank you for it. Father, I thank you tonight. This is a sound word that you bless the men and women of God who's no longer compromising with a spirit for an offering for their church to be filled. That God, you give them a word for that confused spirit that's dwelling in their ministry around them, they that they're discipling to you, God. You reveal yourself to them, oh God, and give them a word of deliverance for that individual. Let them not compromise the word of God just to be friendly with someone, just to take an offering for someone, but be obedient to the Lord Jesus. And God, your word said when we obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. In Jesus' name, let them eat the good of the land. I don't care who disappeared, who don't support them, who try to scandalize their name. You said, God, if we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. I send your word tonight, Isaiah 1:19, be upon the men and women of God that's obeying God in his righteousness, that they shall eat the good of the land, for they will not compromise with a confused spirit. Send in those north, south, east, and west to support the things that God has purposed for their life. Send them in, Jesus, north, south, east, and west, as you purge, as you remove, as you eliminate the spirit of confusion. And God, I do praise you for tonight, and I thank you for tonight. that the Spirit of God be upon my sister Dolores, God, that you keep her from a vexation in her bones. I continue to pray for her, God, that you heal her bones in Jesus' name and purge her bones, oh God, from any vexation in the name of Jesus. For you said, the Lord God that healeth thee, that'll be self-sufficient, God, in the earth, that'll be mobile, God, that'll move and be about. In Jesus' name, let help come to her bones in the name of Jesus. And God, I do praise you for it, and I do thank you for it by faith. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed, thanks to God. We'll be on tomorrow. Be blessed in Jesus' name. 8 p.m. California time. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And thank you for listening. Amen. Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.